Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and today is kind of special, or when this is airing for you is kind of special, and I just want to say thank you for joining me, because this episode is airing on Saturday, July 11th, and that is a pretty significant day for me, and since it's kind of, you know, my thing, I get to tell you why that is. So a year ago, on July 11th, 2014, I left my job in corporate America to launch Primal Potential and take on something, holy Toledo, I'm getting emotional, just, it's been a year. Okay, anyway, on July 11th, I left my job in corporate America and I launched Primal Potential to take on what is my passion, helping people, helping you overcome your weight struggles, helping people overcome unhealthy, restrictive relationships with food, and honestly, serving people and helping them reach their health and fat loss goals, whatever those are. And when I left a year ago, I had a 6-month non-compete. So the first 6 months were just the blog. And I'll tell you what, it was a very hard decision to leave corporate America. I had a job that I was good at, and it was stressful, but I enjoyed a lot of it, and it was a tough decision to leave, and now it's been a year as a business owner, a year of Primal Potential, a year of a lot of things I did not expect or see coming, and it was the most life-changing decision I have ever made, on the heels of a lot of life-changing decisions and struggles and victories and challenges. And you guys who are listening right now are why I do this. Those of you who email me, who share your struggles, who ask questions, thank you from the bottom of my heart for making me feel every day like I made the right decision. Thank you. I hope you know that I'm here for you because I genuinely want to serve and I want to make a difference, and because I got to pull myself together. Because I lost years of my life not really living because I was embarrassed by my body, or I was on some crazy restrictive diet and I was flat out depressed, and I don't want that for any of you for any amount of time. And it's my business anniversary, so I can get a little sappy. And the truth is, by choice, I run Primal differently than most people run their companies. In fact, I've had my business coaches tell me that I'm totally crazy and stupid and it will not last because of the way I do what I do, and I don't care at all because I want this to be a community. And I'm not kidding. Lives are on the line here. Health is on the line. Mental health, physical health. And I want this to be a community where we say, whatever the goal, we are going to reach it. No matter how hard it is, whether it's losing 10 pounds or 100 pounds or 300 pounds, whether it's overcoming an eating disorder or getting over self-limiting behaviors, I am here to help you reach your goals. And I want every single one of you to feel totally comfortable emailing me directly and saying help. And I want every single one of you to know that when you do that, I'll respond and I will do everything in my power to help. Part of that is because I know how isolating it can be to be overweight, or how isolating it can be to binge or have a seriously messed up relationship with food. I've been there, I've done that, range of sizes in my closet to prove it, you know? But the other part of it is because I know how important accountability is. And I know that most of you haven't reached your goals yet, and you could have if you had some accountability in your world. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. Like, sappy shit is over. Accountability. So think back on your past failures. Think back on the times that you've started and quit or lost your motivation or caved to temptation. Did you have someone or something saying, hey, what happened? Shake it off. Let's get back on it. Probably not, right? Because what happens for so many of us, and I have lived this hundreds of times and see it in you guys too, is that a bad choice turns into a bad day, and we beat ourselves up and our negativity leads to another bad day and a bad week, and then we isolate ourselves further, withdrawing from what we've committed to do, withdrawing from people, even withdrawing from things like podcasts or blogs that motivate and encourage us. Not because we don't care, but because we've let ourselves down and now we're in a rut and we're kind of hiding out, right? The reason that I developed my one-on-one coaching program like I did, well, I guess there were a lot of reasons, and primarily because most of what is out there sucks and doesn't work, but the reason I developed most of it the way that I did is because I know most of us need accountability to make permanent change. Otherwise, it's just too easy to isolate. And isolation is dangerous because often when we isolate, we lie to ourselves, and our lies might have good intentions to protect our ego or make us feel good, but they're still lies. And we're hiding from the truth. And the truth is, we gave up in a moment, for a day, for a week, for a month, whatever. We gave up. We threw in the towel. We chose what was easy over what was right. We chose what we want right now over what we want long term. And here's something that's kind of scary, but also very true. Addiction feeds off of isolation. And whether you're addicted to food or addicted to drugs or addicted to the cycle of on again, off again, that addiction feeds off of isolation. Now, the encouraging flip side of that is that we can starve the addiction, we can starve those deeply rooted habits when we lean into the communities and the people who help us stay focused, right? People like me, and I mean that because I want a relationship with every single one of you. People like those amazing folks on the Primal Potential Facebook page, or those of you who follow my Instagram account, or maybe people you've partnered with in your life, or maybe your trainer. That is where accountability comes in. When we are accountable to someone or something, we don't isolate. We can't isolate. Accountability prevents isolation. And so even when we screw up, we make progress. All recovery, all improvement is made easier with accountability. You got to realize, you don't drift through your goals, right? You don't drift towards something amazing. You can't just go with the flow and expect to achieve great things. No one says like, yeah, I kind of have no idea how that happened. I don't know how I achieved that transformation. I just sort of woke up one day and I had made all this progress. You don't drift anywhere good. And often we are drifters. And with accountability, you don't drift. Now, we can tend to drift. We can start to lean in that direction. My clients do it. My coaching clients, they have a bad day and they pull away. They aren't in their coaching document, right? Maybe they cancel a call. Without the relationship, maybe they'd give up. But I call, I text, I pull them back in. Accountability prevents drifting. Accountability prevents isolation. Accountability prevents what I heard described as reality deprivation syndrome. Reality deprivation syndrome. When I was 300 pounds, I would say, I mean, I really don't eat that badly and I work out a couple times a week. I don't know what the problem is. My metabolism is jacked up. Dude, come on. That is reality deprivation. I didn't have anyone holding me accountable in my life saying, no, Elizabeth, your body is a reflection of your choices. You want a different body? Make different choices. I was working a super stressful job and I would say that I couldn't focus on fat loss because of my job, and I believed it. That's reality deprivation syndrome hard at work. I didn't have somebody holding me accountable to say, you were putting things in your mouth no matter how many hours you work. You're 300 pounds. You're putting a lot of things in your mouth. No matter how stressful thing your job is, no matter how stressful your life is, no matter how many hours you're working, you can put different things in your mouth without taking extra energy. You can transform your body while being stressed and working a lot. I didn't have those accountability messages in my life. And at that point, I wasn't strong enough then to give those messages to myself. One of my coaching clients the other day, she was having a bad week and she was telling me about it. There were deaths in her family. Her kid was at camp. She had a work retreat. And she said, you know, when my schedule gets crazy, I just have no control. And I was like, I asked her permission. I said, can I call you out on that? And she reluctantly said yes. And I said, this is where the accountability comes in. I gently reminded her, you do have control. You have just as much control over what you put in your mouth when your schedule is crazy and when it's not. No one is going to tie you to a chair and stuff your face with Twinkies and Ho-Hos because your schedule is different this week. You have just as much control. Maybe you're just less likely to execute it. I help her stay accountable. You've got to ask yourself, what do I want? What is my goal? What am I going after? And when you know that, you wake up every day and say, what am I going to do today to make it happen? What am I going to do today to move in that direction, to get one step closer? And then do it. And don't just like think about it, right? Just do it. You can have the dream in your heart, but that's not enough. You have to fight for it with your hands and your feet. And this accountability, this need for accountability and staying connected, that's why I open up my inbox to you guys. That's why I ask for your struggles. That's why I want you to share your goals. That's why I tell you when you're stuck to reach out to me. That's why I'm such an active participant in all of the courses I offer through primalpotential.com, because I want to know you and I want to see you through this. I want to be your partner. I want to be part of why you don't pull away when you have the bad days. And you'll have the bad days. And I mean, who in the industry puts themselves out there like that? I can tell you, I've heard so many people say, oh yeah, I have people buy my program, but the email address is set up so that people can't respond because they don't pay me for that. They minimize contact because they're in it for the money and not for the impact. And that's not me. Obviously, I do this podcast for free. I respond to every email that comes in. I participate in the courses. I coach one-on-one. No matter who you are, you need accountability. Some of us can get that accountability from ourselves, and that's awesome. But some of us need a partner. And you can look at your past failures and identify what you really need. And I want to be different from everybody else in this space. I want you to feel and know and believe how genuine my desire is to help you. Sometimes we think we have a spouse who's an accountability partner, but or a roommate, and that usually doesn't work well because it goes like this. You have a bad day and you come home and you're like, hey, you want to do pizza? And your partner's like, oh yeah, I'm so glad you said that. That's not accountability. Spouses and roommates are notoriously awful accountability partners, right? And your accountability partner, again, it doesn't have to be a person. It can be a podcast. It can be the motivational stuff you expose yourself to every day. It can be taking progress pictures every week, no matter what, especially when you don't want to. Or measurements, or a scale weight, but I don't prefer that one. That is accountability. Now, the key is, and this is where people drop the ball, you don't skip it when you know the results aren't going to be what you want to see, right? After a bender or after a vacation, that's when you need it most. When you don't want to put on the skinny jeans, put on the skinny jeans. Because that one day reminder where they're snug might be enough to change your habits. Whereas if you just don't put them on at all and you spend the week in yoga pants, then 3 weeks later, you can't even get them up over your hips. Accountability can be those pictures or the measurements or whatever, or it can be a person, and everybody needs different degrees of accountability. The highest degree, which thankfully most of you do not need, would be my one-on-one coaching program. And I've been very reluctant because I work with so few people to put it up on primalpotential.com. But because of so many emails from you guys, I did put it up on primalpotential.com so that you can learn more about it. But I'm going to be so straightforward here. It, for most of you, it is not what you need. It is a lot more than what you need. It is intensive, okay? You can get all the details on primalpotential.com under the Work With Me tab, but it is legit accountability for people who know they really need that daily interaction, the daily check-ins, because we are in touch every single day for 90 days. That is a lot more than most people need, and that's totally okay. Some people need that level of accountability, and I offer it because A, it's powerful, and B, it works, and I like to see things that work. But the bottom line from practical implementation standpoint is that you need to implement some form of accountability, preferably more than one strategy. The progress pictures are great, but it's not great if you don't do it when you don't feel like doing it. When you don't feel like doing it is when you need to do it the most. And if you feel like you need that highest level of accountability, check out the details on primalpotential.com for super intense, high commitment, 90 days. It totally gets results, but is a lot more than many of you need. You might not want to be that close to me. I totally understand that. But I wanted to talk about that because, you know, we talk a lot about a lot of nutrition strategies and a lot of mindset strategies, but accountability is something we have not yet talked about. And I do believe that it is the key to success because otherwise we drift and we isolate. We get all gung-ho motivated and then it wanes and we pull away and then we're back in this cycle over and over and over and over and over again, and it is not helpful and it is not productive. And if you can find a way to hold yourself accountable, you will avoid the drifting and the isolation, and that is powerful. I want to end by saying thank you again for the first year of Primal, for your support, for your encouragement, for your feedback, for making me better. And I want to tell you this, I have no idea what year two is going to bring. And we're sort of only 6 months in because, you know, the podcast is only 6 months old and a lot of what we're doing is only 6 months old. But I have no idea what year two is going to bring. You know, if you have ideas for what you want year two of Primal Potential to begin or to include, please email me. Email me directly and let me know. I have no idea, but I will tell you this. One of my commitments is to be more accessible to you, to do more live webinars, to be more accessible on social media, to share more of my life and my struggles and my journey, because, you know, I think transparency is valuable, and I want you all to know and understand that I've walked the walk and I understand the struggles and I still live the struggles. So I have no idea what is ahead, but my promise to you is that I will stay accessible, that I will stay committed to helping you reach your goals, whether I ever see a dime of support for you or not for one of the courses or the ebooks or the coaching or whatever. I don't care. What I care about is your transformation. And so I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. And you guys make me feel every day like I made the right choice a year ago. So I love you and I'm so grateful and I cannot wait to see what this next year brings. So we'll see you in a couple days for another episode. Hope to hear from you. Take care.